This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again. He went and had a little show to go to last week, so we didn't get to hear from him last week. But he is back in the saddle, joining us again to give us the latest from the TruthAboutGuns.com. His editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Good to be back with you.
How was the show? What is OSG? What is that exactly? I don't even know what that is.
Well, I wasn't with OSG. I was in Wyoming with the good folks from Bushnell and RCBS, part of Vista Group.
Okay.
Looking at some new glass, some new scopes, some new reloading equipment, shooting some rifles at things very, very far away, and having a generally good time. Beautiful area, country, beautiful, cool wildlife up there.
Do you ever go back to the hotel and sit around and go, somebody's paying me to do this?
No. And that is definitely one of the benefits of the job. I got to see, I saw moose, I saw bald eagle, I saw pronghorn, I saw antelope. It was just beautiful up there.
Anyway. Let's talk about the latest from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Everything we're about to talk about is stripped straight from the front page, which means we cover about a fifth of what they may do during the week. So, if you like what we do here, you got to go to the website. Just because you live in a state where they have constitutional carry does not mean, it's never meant, as far as I'm concerned, that you should not have a concealed carry permit. Explain why.
Well, there are lots of good reasons, but we highlight three of them. Really, the first one is reciprocity. If you're somebody who travels at all, or let's say you live on the border of your state, let's say you live in Kansas City and you drive over into Kansas a lot, or you travel with your gun any amount at all, it's a good idea to have your concealed carry permit, because without that, there's no chance that the state that you're going to go into, any other state, is going to recognize your right to carry a firearm concealed. So that's one big reason. Another is, I think roughly 20 or 25 states let you pass up the background check requirement, the NICS background check, when you buy a firearm if you have a concealed carry permit. That's because they put you through all those checks in order to get your permit. And it's nice not to have to go through that every time, especially now, because the NICS, NICS system is frequently overwhelmed with the volume of people buying guns these days.
One thing I've noticed is that I go to two gun shops that have computerized. They do this in my state. You don't have to go through the background check. But
right.
If you go through somewhere where they've got a computerized 4473 that you have to fill out, it's still not like it is if you're filling it out by pen and ink, where you just fill it out, hand in your card to, pay whatever you got to pay, and you walk out the door. There's still a lull with the computerized part of the system. Don't know what it is.
Correct. Now, you'll still have to fill out that 4473, either electronic or paper, but they won't have to call it in and get the okay from the FBI in those states. And that's a, number one, it's a time saver. Like I said, especially these days, the NICS system is frequently overwhelmed. Sometimes you have to wait hours. Sometimes you have to come back the next day, you know, before the gun store can get a, the, approval from the, the FBI. And then there's the fact that if, you know, heaven forbid, you just have to use your firearm to defend yourself, there is the reality that prosecutors and a jury will look at you differently if you are a licensed concealed carry, concealed carrier, that rather than somebody who's not. And that, that shouldn't be the case, but it is. And so that, if you've got, if you run into a prosecutor who is, trying to make an example of you, or just gun owners in general, you can say, hey, look, this is some guy, he doesn't even have, he was carrying a gun, he didn't even have a license, he didn't have any training, he didn't go through the eight hour class required in this state to get it, so he, you know, while it was legal, he never really should have been carrying that gun. You know, that's a garbage argument, but could that persuade a jury? Who knows? If you have that license, if you can say, if your attorney can say, look, this is a licensed firearm, concealed carrier, he went through the class, through the, process, he got his license, he got his permit, he went through the whole rigmarole that the state requires. That's one more thing in your favor. And again, that shouldn't be the case, but, you know, and also if you have an interaction with a police officer, stops you, and you hand him your, concealed carry permit, say, officer, you know, here's my permit, I'm carrying a firearm, especially in a state where you're required to inform a cop. That's not the case in every state. Know your laws where you are, but in states where you are, it's another plus. Tends to put them at rest. Tends to let them know that you're most likely a law-abiding citizen.
Do you know of any cases where they've actually gotten out there and said, "Well, if you had a permit, we'd be looking at you a little more favorably than you don't," even though we have constitutional carry?
I'm not curious about that. Top of my head, but I've talked to attorneys who say it can be used that way.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on the state where you are, the county where you are, and the prosecutor you run into. And it's just one other variable to have in your favor. So why not have it? And there, as I said, there are plenty of reasons to have one, so why not do it? And, you know, Texas will be a constitutional carry state as of September 1st. I live in Texas. I'm not going to let my license expire. I'm going to keep mine. I travel with my gun occasionally.
Yep.
It just makes life a whole lot easier.
So, like, are we going to have some, like, parties in Houston?
Oh, for the NRA?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to. Let me know, and I'm sure we can get something scheduled.
All right. Anyway. I'm anticipating. I'm going to go to that one. And, you know, I'm going to drive to that one. I'm going to use my new private plane built by Ford.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway. The stuff that we're talking about right here, the stuff that we always talk about to pull, unless, of course, Dan and I get into these little conversations, which should probably be on some major news network somewhere, but they're not. All of this ripped from the page, the front page of the truthaboutguns.com, one of the most prolific aggregators in the gun culture that has anything to do with anything new and real. And it covers the entirety of the gamut, which, you know, most of the time it's either too much politics or too much gear review or too much of this or too much of that, too much instruction, too much training. And, at the truthaboutguns.com, all of that is not the case. It is a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's like
the
Encyclopedia Britannica, isn't it?
I'm not sure we're that comprehensive, but we try to be.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And do you ever look at some of these newspapers like the Washington Post, for example? I mean, you're out there, when you're putting something out there, I can only imagine that the ringing you give out each story to try to fact-check everything that's going on with it to make sure that you have dotted your I's and crossed your T's. Wouldn't it be nice if the Washington Post actually, I mean, if they want to put something out like they put out about Mr. Chipman, or as I call him, Darren, if they want to put that out about them, wouldn't they at least, shouldn't they be getting out there and just going, well, this is all opinion?
Well, this is, in fact, opinion. This was an editorial they ran. They just think that he is the bee's knees when it comes to...
Bee's knees.
When it comes to candidates running the National Firearms Regulatory Agency, he's just the perfect candidate, you know, having spent 25 years there, I think, and then making millions of dollars as a paid flack for two gun control operations. Who could ask for running a major American newspaper, who could possibly ask for a better candidate?
I guess. I guess. But, I mean, but here's the thing. Are we just going to sit back? Because what they're basically saying is that the next time you guys are in power, it's perfectly okay if you install your partisan in place. Isn't that what they're doing? They may not realize it.
Well, you know, of course, that might be the case. They might say that. Fortunately, they don't actually do that because, as we all know, if the tables were turned and if this were, say, President Trump and he nominated, Wayne LaPierre to run the ATF, what do you think the reaction would be?
I think he'd get a worse response out of gun owners.
Yeah, you feel it on the Richter scale. We have tsunamis hitting both coasts. From the outrage and the amount of ink that would be dropped in the idea of having a pro-Second Amendment advocate running the ATF, the nation's firearm regulatory agency. Here what we have is the polar opposite, and it's just as unthinkable to gun owners. The difference is the Second Amendment protects our right to own and carry firearms. This man is an avowed opponent of that right. And the idea of Joe Biden or whoever it is who's really running things in the White House poking a finger directly in the eye of every American gun owner by nominating this specimen to run the ATF is just it's pretty nauseating. Now, of course, the editorial board of the Washington Post is stamping their little feet and screaming at the air and blaming gun owners for the problems that he's running into. They can think it's all due to crazy conspiracy theories, cockamamie conspiracy theories, and say that we're all just a bunch of gun-crazed wackos that are opposing this eminently qualified man from running the firearms regulator. In fact, it's his own policies and potentially his own personnel record that's keeping him from getting the votes he needs. He's actually too extreme for a number of the Democrats on the committee, and now it appears that some of these allegations of some allegedly racist comments and complaints that ensued from that may be true. Oops.
So then what? And this is the thing that always, you know, with, I mean, how long can they leave him out there to be considered?
Well, not a whole lot longer. The Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee demanded a second confirmation hearing in light of these new allegations, that came up first about a month ago and then were confirmed by Stephen Gutowski, who spoke to a few ATF agents who said, yes, he made those comments, and a couple of EEOC complaints were filed against him as a result. And then just this afternoon, Dick Durbin, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said, no way in hell am I going to allow that to happen again. And he tried to smear Gutowski as a pro-gun outlet with an agenda. This is the same guy who demanded that President Trump pull back Kavanaugh's nomination when a bunch of baseless allegations were made against him. The allegations against Chipman seem to have a whole lot more there.
With Kavanaugh, they had somebody accusing him of raping somebody, and they're like, so when did this happen? I don't remember. Where? I don't remember.
I know.
Night or day? Don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. There was
it
evidence
in a room? I don't remember.
Yeah.
How do you know it was exactly Kavanaugh? It was him. I remember. So, you know.
Yeah, with Chipman, I mean, if this happened, it'll be in his personnel record. It's going to be easy to confirm or refute this. Either it's there or it isn't. Gutowski said he talked to ATF agents who said, yes, this did happen. I trust that he's not making that up. But again, it's easy enough to confirm or deny, unlike people who are relying on their memories from high school 35, 40 years ago, and nobody had any evidence of anything at all, and it all turned out to be a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to see who I want to see who the next part plan. I want to see who Plan B is. I can't imagine who that's going to be.
It won't be any better, but
maybe they'll put Gabrielle Giffords up there. She served in government, you know.
Go for it.
Hey. Anyway. This, of course, everything we talked about so far is top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hitting President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination goal nearly a month behind schedule. New CDC data showing 70% of American adults have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Health officials caution the milestone comes as hospitals struggle to deal with the major spike in Delta variant cases. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. They stood with us, we will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. The new program will eliminate the two-year time requirement that is usually needed for those who work for the United States. This is USA Radio News. Millions of Americans who rent could be evicted soon after a federal moratorium on evictions expired over the weekend. President Biden has called on Congress to extend the ban. It was enacted to help millions of Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Alan Hammer owns multiple properties across the United States. He's a fan of the moratorium ending.
I think there's no longer a need for the moratorium. I think when it was begun, there was a crisis going on. There's still a bit of a crisis. And I think it was appropriate, but I no longer think it's appropriate. I think time has come to end it.
Storms rolling into the western states where fire crews are struggling to keep up with dozens of wildfires could be a mixed blessing. Thunderstorms from the Great Basin to the Rockies on Monday could help douse some fires. However, the storms could trigger flash flooding in areas where wildfires have stripped away vegetation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Let's go look at this find. There was a guy here in South Carolina. He wanted to run to be sheriff of Lexington County, which is just outside of Columbia, South Carolina, the capital city. And he was the police chief of West Columbia, and they decided to consult with me on the Second Amendment part of it. What should they say? And I said out loud in a conference call with a Republican consultant in the room that the sheriff wannabe should get out there and say, we understand in my law enforcement organizations that I run, we understand that we are augmenting the Second Amendment, that we are augmenting armed citizens, that we are not the keepers of law and order. You are the keepers of law and order. We're there to enforce it should somebody break it. There was an audible gasp in the room. And you got an article by Miguel Faria talking about armed citizenry being the bulwark against all kinds of bad things. Do you ever get that? Do you ever hear people when you get out there and make that suggestion? Do they ever just gasp at it? Oh my God! You said it out loud.
You know, sometimes, you know, they They think that when you say things like this, that you're some sort of crazy insurrectionist, or you're planning, you know, you're a tinfoil hat type who thinks the government's going to send in the black helicopters and all that. And that's not what we are. Dr. Kafari's article here is kind of a mom and apple pie thing, but it can't be repeated too often. All you have to do is look around the world. It's interesting to see what the current administration is trying to do now. And, you know, they've got an avowedly anti-gun agenda. Biden, whether he meant it or not, you know, the other day started talking about outlawing any semi-automatic handguns. The guy he put up to run the ATF said AR-15 should be regulated like machine guns. They should be outlawed. There should be another ban on manufacturing for civilian purchase. These are people who want to take our guns. And at the same time, you look 90 miles south of our border and you see what's happening in a society where there are no guns. And you see people getting out in the streets anyway and demonstrating for freedom and protesting. And then the government sends out their black-clad thugs to beat them and arrest them and disappear them. And all the people can do is fight back with guns or with sticks and rocks. That will never be the case here. We have a country that has probably 500 million firearms in civilian hands. There is literally nothing the government can do to make those go away. They'd love, many of them, including the current occupant of the White House, would dearly love to make that happen.
Oh, sure.
As would his nominee for ATF director.
I want to ask you a question. Do you look at the Bundy Ranch as a good demonstration of what happens when a populace masses?
You know, that was years ago, and my memory of that is fading. But it is an interesting example, because what you had there, I'm not commenting at all on what precipitated the whole thing, because
I don't even remember. It had something to do with grazing or something.
Yeah, something about grazing rights, and I don't want to get into all that, because I don't accurately remember all that. But what you had was a whole bunch of armed citizens, and you had a whole bunch of armed law enforcement types. I think there were federal marshals they sent in.
Some of them were, but most of them were BLM.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And everybody was concerned that that was going to turn into another Ruby Ridge type situation.
Well, that would have been a whole different kind of situation there. I mean, there's a little bit of an amassment there. I mean, there was, you know, some of the people that went there.
Are we talking about Ruby Ridge?
No, the Bundy Ranch.
I know some of the people that went there.
We both do.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention any names, but some very serious tactical types went there.
All right.
And they didn't even suit up or nothing. They just went there with stuff. But they went there to observe and only to react in the event that they were forced to react. And they were not provocative or anything else. But at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, government stood down, right?
They did. And you have to think that that had to do with the fact that they were facing not a woman standing in her cabin door with snipers pointed at her, but these were armed citizens protecting what they thought were their rights as they understood them, and they were not backing down. And it all ended ultimately peacefully. I don't think there may have been I think one person was charged or something like that and was ultimately found innocent. I don't remember how the legal system aspect of it shook out. But, yeah, you had armed citizens and you had people in government basically in a standoff that lasted, what, it was a couple of weeks at least, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's at least arguably what the Second Amendment was designed to do. When the government becomes overbearing and infringes on the rights of citizens, citizens have the ability to defend themselves against that type of tyranny. Now, I'm not saying that what happened there was tyranny, again, because I can't recall the entire situation, but arguably that's what happened there. And you can see what happens in other countries where the government is the only people that are armed. Like I said, Cuba is a perfect example going on as we speak right now. And as Dr. Faria pointed out, governments have killed hundreds of millions of people, of their own people, over the years, far more than ever died in wars. That happened almost exclusively in places where the populace had been disarmed. And had they not been disarmed, had they had the right to defend, or the ability to defend themselves, it would have been a different story.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the last break. You can find this article on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier.
That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, I want to talk about this headline because I think you should change that. Biden's push against rogue firearm dealers isn't supported by the government's own data. Shouldn't this be Biden's push against rogue firearms dealers proves the point that the ATF is completely non-effective?
There is that, yeah, which is kind of what the first part of this article points out.
Yeah.
If we have all of these allegedly rogue firearm dealers in the country, why has the ATF not already done something about it? That's their job. If we know about these rogues, these allegedly rogue firearm dealers that are basically running guns to criminals all over the country, what's the ATF doing? They're just twiddling their thumbs, raiding Lucy cigarette sellers around the country. What are they doing? And of course, when you ask a question like that, then the gun control industry and people in the government say, "Well, it's all because the ATF is so radically underfunded; they don't have the resources, they don't have the manpower to actually do anything about any of this." It's always they're throwing more money at them.
Well, but I mean, okay, so right now, today, if they were to say that, isn't that sort of, you know, they got Pelosi and her big gavel in place? That's the purse strings, right? I mean.
Yeah.
I'm sure Schiff would find the money. I'm sure Schiff would find the money or whoever's in charge of that.
Of course he would. But, of course, the fact is there aren't all these rogue dealers out there.
Oh. What? You're kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
As the Justice Department's own research has shown, and we reprint one of their graphs here in the report from a study back in 2016, a tiny fraction of state or federal prisoners, and they did a big survey on this, and they asked them where they got their guns, whether they used them in crimes or not. Prisoners who had guns, where they got them. By far, most of them got them either through black market or they stole them. A tiny fraction of them, far less than 5% of them, got theirs from a retail source. Criminals, shockingly, don't walk into gun stores and buy their guns. That just doesn't happen. So there aren't all these so-called rogue gun dealers across the country. Yeah, even though that's exactly what the Biden administration wants you to believe. And Attorney General Garland made a big announcement last week saying he's sending ATF task forces into five cities across the country to crack down on these bad apple gun dealers. It's all just a joke. It's a dog and pony show that to get headlines in support of gun control and in support of some of the gun control bills currently in Congress that are going nowhere.
See, here's the thing, too. The way they describe it, they make it sound like these gangbangers in these urban areas, which is the majority of the gun crime that we hear talked about all the time. They're going around going, you know, I really like that Glock 7. I saw this movie. I think it was called Die Hard or something, where they had a Glock 7, and it couldn't be seen by no radar, and it costs a lot of money, and I want one of those Glock 7s. I have never thought of a black marketeer. Seeing some of the guns that I see in the hands of criminals, that because we get to see all these neat things by Vox and all these other people that do these documentaries, they'll take whatever garbage they can get their hands on, because to them it's just a disposable. It's like a toothpick to them, as far as they're concerned. It's just something to launch bullets.
Exactly.
They're not looking. They don't have a favorite gun.
They're not discriminating in what they carry. As long as it goes bang, they'll use it.
And the other thing, in this article, he says that 90% of the illegal guns found at crime scenes were sold by 5% of the gun dealers. How many guns they find? What 90%? What's the number? I want to know the number. What's the number? Because he makes it sound like they just went out to Academy Sports and bought a bunch of guns and committed a bunch of crimes with them.
Yeah, I know. And again, that same Justice Department report refutes that. It's just plainly not true. This is the same category of Joe Biden being an over-the-road truck driver. He makes this garbage up as he goes. I would chalk it up to him having eating too much ice cream again and suffering from brain freeze. I think that he's sort of immune to that. So I don't know where he pulls this stuff, but he's made up these stories about gun control and so-called statistics, not just since he's been president, but he did it before. They did it on the campaign trail, and he did it when he's in Congress. And even people like CNN, The Washington Post, and PolitiFact have called him on these things, and it's just not true.
I mean, there's certain things that, I believe people are beginning to have a little bit of buyer's remorse with the old, with the forgetful one, aren't they? I mean,
Well, if you judge by the approval ratings, Gallup and Rasmussen and the others, check every week. Yeah, it seems to be that way. He's trending down. And, vice president is trending even lower. Apparently, why she's in witness protection program these days. Nobody's seen her for a long time, and they apparently don't want her anywhere near a camera because she isn't going over well with the public, and neither is Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe, yeah, Grandpa Joe. He's quite the guy. Quite the guy. And the biggest problem is that, I know most of the gun grabbers used to get out there and make out like we were, all of us that own guns were not criminals yet, but we were criminals in waiting. There was going to be that one seminal moment where we revealed our true selves, and this is why we had to have guns.
That's what David Chipman said during his hearing.
Right. But getting out there and focusing on the law-abiding and saying, we're fighting crime, is that's going to get them nowhere. That's going to get them nowhere.
It gets them nowhere, and it's happening in a time when we have defunded police all across the country, when we have enacted zero bail for recidivists and let people out on the street again and again to commit new crimes, and we've elected a cadre of prosecutors all around the country who take pride in not prosecuting what they call petty crimes and basically turning people loose even if they are arrested. And you can't do those things in a country and not have that affect the behavior of criminals and increase criminal activity. And we're seeing it from in city after city all across the country. And it has nothing to do with our gun law.
I'm convinced that we could make more money, Dan, if we moved to San Francisco and just hit the Walgreens two or three different times a day, only stole $949.99 at a clip.
Our only expense would be trash bags.
That trash bags, and we might want to we might want to tech up and get our own shopping cart. We could just roll right in, roll right out. I could be pushing it, you could be adding things up. We could make a fortune. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. All of this right off the front page of The Truth About Guns, except for some of the embellishments that I come up with, which nobody sees fit to print. Thank you. Coming up next, hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sykes makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.